This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
The Tech of Tomorrow, brought to you by Oppo.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. This is Tech Talk, and of course we are talking about the tech of tomorrow, specifically 5G. As usual, over on the phone line, I have, I consider him my friend now, Henry Tang from Oppo. He's the chief 5G scientist over at Oppo. He's in Beijing right now. Hello, Henry.
Hello, Richard.
And joining us for the first time and for his first radio interview is Dennis Tan. He is the chief patent agent over at Boon IP here in KL. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Richard. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolute pleasure. Now, as one of the top 10 companies regarding the number of declared 5G patent families in 2020, Oppo have filed over 3,600 families of global patent applications, declared over 1,400 families of 5G standard patents to ETSI, submitted more than 3,000 5G standard-related proposals to 3GPP by the end of December in 2020. Meanwhile, they've been working closely with global industry partners like Qualcomm and Ericsson and completing technical tests to accelerate the commercialization of 5G. Now, Henry, when it comes to 5G tech, what kind of patents do manufacturers need to file and why?
So when it comes to 5G technology, I think we are talking about one concept name we call the standard essential patents. So as short as SEP, that means this kind of patent is the patent that every device needs to comply. Mm-hmm. So this is the most essential part of the patents for the telecommunication system like 5G, and also the most valuable, and the manufacturers would like to file these patents, I think.
Right.
I understand, yes.
Dennis, is that your understanding as well?
Yeah. So actually, I have friends who tell me that they have 5G in their phone. They connect their phone with a 5G-enabled Wi-Fi network, and they tell me that they have a higher speed with 5G. So the 5G in Wi-Fi network actually refers to the 5 gigahertz frequency radio band. The 5G in Wi-Fi network is not the same as the 5G that we are discussing today. Okay, I believe the 5G that we are referring to today is the fifth generation of our mobile networks. Okay, the 5G is set by the third generation of our partnership project, the 3GPP. So what they do is they set the standards for devices to communicate. It is interoperable regardless of our network and our country. And it sets the standards for devices to communicate at a targeted speed and latency. In 5G's case, we are talking about at least 1 gigahertz. Yeah.
Dennis, you sound like you're a lawyer, aren't you?
I'm a patent attorney. I work in the field of patent.
Okay, so yeah, that's absolutely my understanding. And that's what I wanted to hear. I wanted to hear like the technical, you know-how of the patents and the intellectual property rights and the 'cause this misunderstanding between 5G and 5G. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. In telco, now, there are two 5Gs, yeah.
Correct. And I think that's – do you find that a lot of people misunderstand that as well, Henry?
Not too much, but I met a few.
For both of you then, let's start with you, Henry. Who at this stage do you think or would you say is leading the development and commercialization of 5G?
I would like to say the whole ecosystem, especially the company participating in the standardization process in 3GPP, like including the operators, infrastructure vendors, terminal vendors, chipset vendors, testing equipment vendors, and also regulators.
Dennis was talking like a lawyer. Now you're talking like a politician. So you're saying everybody's a winner right now.
This is my honor.
Dennis, what do you think about this? Who would you say is leading the development and commercialization?
Actually, a group of companies were contributing to this standard. First, a company in 2013 developed the transceiver to transmit 1 gigabits per second. Then another company developed the antenna to make it more energy efficient. Okay. Then another company also developed the architecture for 5G network standard. And a separate company developed the communication, the 5G communication protocol. And another chip manufacturer developed the chip, a way for the chip to enable the chip for 5G. So each company developed the contributed in the 5G in a different manner. And I will say that the group of manufacturers are leading in contributing in the 5G in their own way.
So you're agreeing essentially with what Henry's just said?
Yes.
And this is an important question before we move on. How important, and I'll ask you specifically, Dennis, how important is intellectual property when we talk about the 5G era and why?
So actually, in 5G, it involves a lot of research and huge resources are needed to hire the best mind and equipment. So intellectual property is needed to protect the investment in research. And patent is a way for the government to encourage innovation. So it is a mechanism wherein it is an exchange created by the government for the disclosure of innovation, where the inventors will disclose the innovation, and in exchange, the government will provide a monopoly for up to 20 years to protect the invention. So it's a win-win situation between the government, the progress of technology, and the inventors' interests.
Henry, what's your opinion on this?
I think Daniel has made a very good explanation on this topic.
Then why is it important to declare patents then, Dennis?
Okay, patents can be declared to a standard body, such as CEN, the European Committee for Standardization, ITU, International Telecommunication Union, or WIPO Green. So patent holders willingly declare so that they can specify that the patent is available for licensing and the license is available under what kind of condition. So currently the phone manufacturers have this licensing system called FRAND, a fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory licensing, so that companies that are interested to license the methodology that can get the license and easily deploy it.
Not too long ago, there was an article on Bloomberg, and it was about patent fights between car manufacturers and smartphone manufacturers. How could something like that impact the smartphone and other markets moving forward, Henry?
Okay, so patent wars have existed since the invention of telephone. Alexander Graham Bell was involved in multiple lawsuits involving Antonio Meucci and Alicia Gray. So then currently we also see smartphone manufacturers just concluded their last battle between their patents. Then in the Bloomberg article, we see that there's an issue raised by car manufacturers. Okay. So actually, the phone manufacturers have already come up with FRAND, the fair, reasonable, and non-discriminatory licensing. And most of the phone manufacturers have come to agree that that should be the way forward. But
almost like a gentleman's agreement.
Yes. But then the car manufacturers have a different way of licensing patent, and they are not used to the way how the phone companies negotiate their license. So I believe in the future the car and phone manufacturers will find a way to solve the issue. Both of them employ the best patent professionals in the field, and they will be able to negotiate their way.
when we're talking about 5G and whether we're talking about the tech behind it or the fifth generation or however we want to look at it, and we've already said that who's leading the development, but at the end of the day, who is set to gain most from 5G tech and its patents? And without being political about this and without sitting on a fence, you know, we can talk about the consumers, how they are going to enjoy the tech that comes from it. We can talk about the handset developers who are going to benefit, of course, from people buying the new handsets. We can talk about the networks. We can talk about the infrastructure. But Henry, you know, hand on heart, who do you think is set to gain the most from 5G tech and its patents?
Yeah, from my understanding, what is the most important thing is to make the market bigger and bigger. Mm. To increase the market, the scale of the market, to increase the scale of, just you said, proliferation of 5G technology and 5G devices to cover more population and more to provide services, better services to more consumers. Mm. Only in this way, the patents or intellectual properties of 5G technology will have the chance to allow to make their value, to maximize their value. So in this way, in my understanding, the companies or organizations who contribute more, who contribute most in the process of proliferation of 5G technology, will also benefit from the process or from the 5G tech and its patents. Mm.
Do you share the same opinion, Dennis?
Okay, so in order to look who gained the most from who will gain the most from 5G, why don't we look at 4G? Currently, who is gaining the most from 4G? We see that the manufacturers, obviously. Then we also see new applications like e-wallet and e-hailing. Okay, in e-wallet, we see that we need the network of 4G to enable the e-wallet. And who is gaining from e-wallet? The consumers like us. Because currently, of the pandemic, we are not comfortable with cash. We use e-wallet. So 4G have benefited the consumers. And I see that 5G will accelerate that with 100 times faster speed. And there will be new industries and new applications emerging out of 5G. And we consumers will ultimately benefit. It's a win-win scenario.
It's a win-win for all of us, really, isn't it?
Yes, agree.
Henry, your final...
Totally agree with that.
Yeah, you'd agree with that.
Yeah, with the statement, yes.
What about... I know e-wallet adoption over in China is huge over there, right?
Normally, we will not call it e-wallet. So since we pay in a cashless way from our mobile phone every day, but I don't think there is a very explicit form of electronic wallet.
So it's mainly cashless payment then?
Yeah, cashless payment and associated to one's account. Mm. So normally we don't call it e-wallet.
Ah, see, we have it slightly different here. You know, there's cashless payments, we have e-wallets, and yeah, it can get... This 5G stuff can get very complicated, can't it?
Yeah, sure, that's for sure. Most complicated technology.
Exactly. But incredibly interesting. Gentlemen, thank you very much for sharing your time with me today. Dennis, I'd like to thank you and thank you very much for joining us today. And Henry, thank you very much for joining us again. You'll be back, I assume, next week for our discussion. This, of course, has been Tech Talk with me, Rich Bradbury, here on BFM 89.9.
The Tech of Tomorrow was brought to you by Oppo. Technology for mankind, kindness for the world.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.